Scholastic Audio presents Hotel for Dogs by Lois Duncan. Read for you by Katherine Kellgren. Chapter 1. The house was white and square, and too small, and too perfect. Bruce studied it from the car window. "Do you suppose there's really room for all of us?" he asked skeptically. "It looks smug," Andy said. "It has a stuck-up look, as though it thinks it's too good for ordinary people. Even the grass looks fake. I bet it's made of plastic and comes from Home Depot." "Andy, that is enough. Mr. Walker pulled the car into the driveway and brought it to a stop, but he did not turn off the motor. You've been acting this way ever since we left New Mexico. We're here now, and in another minute you're going to meet Aunt Alice. I don't want one more unpleasant remark, not one."
"Just remember how lucky we are, dear," Mrs. Walker said. "Nobody wants to rent to a family that may only be living in a town for a short time. If Dad's aunt didn't live here and hadn't invited us to stay with her, we might have had to stay behind. You wouldn't have wanted that, would you?"
"Yes," Andy muttered, but she said it under her breath. She did not want to push her luck too far. Besides, she knew she was being unfair and was a little ashamed of herself. The two-story white house in front of them was a perfectly nice place. Actually, some people might have...